This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, I've been brought in on the Night At franchise following Night at the Museum, Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian, Night at the Museum Secret of the Tomb, and so in development was Night at the Museum, Kamen Ra Rises Again. Kamen Ra is being a huge problem.
So Kamen Ra, so catch me up, because I was working on, they abandoned the one I was working on. I was on Night at the Museum, Louvre to Louvre, baby. And it was
other phrases that use love.
I know. And I said that. The first punch up, I said, choice. We should work on a different, you know, but they really wanted to do
Louvre, actually.
Yeah.
It's just one option.
I did not suggest that one, but I did suggest a lot. Louvre Potion number 9, I said.
Okay.
And that also came with a pitch where it was a potion that caused the museum to come to life.
To come alive.
And for everyone to start falling. I mean, it was a romantic comedy sort of idea, which is not really in the spirit of, I think, what some of the past Night at the Museum movies had done.
Mm-hmm.
And it had quite a bit of Louvre making,
sure.
Pretty graphic historical.
The Eiffel
figures.
Tower, I know, like came to life and did stuff. The Eiffel Tower, first of all, not in the Louvre.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading that, it's like it's way too big to fit in there.
Yeah, I know. But I guess it's close enough, like that it could get there if it started walking with its like tower legs.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember who. I think like. Maybe an artist came. I think Ben Stiller was supposed to look at the Mona Lisa and say, "What that smirk do?"
Okay.
Like, and I thought, this is never going to get made.
The issue, Kamen Ra, sure. Hank Azaria has these jeans that he is like, he has like a jeans brand. And so he's like, Well, Kamen Ra should probably be wearing these jeans, and the thing with his jeans is the pockets go all the way down.
Crisp jeans, are they not?
They're very crisp. Yes, they're called crisp jeans, and they do sort of like crinkle when he walks around. He's like, well, Kamen Ra is obviously going to be wearing these crisp jeans. Everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
It would look weird if he's not wearing them. So my one regret, having been involved in a little of that process, is people will not get to see the mantle of Robin's Teddy Roosevelt picked up by Taylor Lautner, who was so special. Very, very special performance. Very, very nice tribute to Robin.
You sent me his screen test, and it honored Robin while still making it his own.
Mm-hmm.
And once he got past, it took him 15, 20 tries to slate his name for some reason. But when he got there, he was in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool. And I was one of the people who had signed a petition saying he shouldn't do it, that no one can replace Robin, and that just let's get a different president in here or something. But I, you know, I went in and digitally removed my signature after I saw the screen test because I thought he was so cool.
So ultimately, the direction, because of Hank, because of the Kamen Ra issue, they're like, let's get away from, like, let's start over. clean slate. And Io, you can like actually participate if you like.
Io, get in whenever, because were you involved in this? Were you gonna
a little bit? I did some punch ups on the last film. It must have been Louvre, but it's over now.
So they are still working on. Okay.
Yeah, the title is not locked yet, and that's people who know that's one of the last things to get locked.
They don't lock the title till they have to, because you know there's always a better title that might come up.
And the most temperamental person in a project, usually the credits person, in my own personal experience. But the thing about, I feel like the Knight cast, people don't realize it really is a family first. Mm-hmm. It really is. You don't get chemistry like that on screen out of thin air. That's chemistry that comes once in a
you can't fake
generation.
It.
You can't.
You can't fake it, and you can't buy it. You can't just throw money at it.
Thank you.
It's an electricity that happens between your Owens, your Robins, your Bens,
your Malicks.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Your Zarias.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hanka.
Hank.
Zaria.
Mm-hmm.
How to Hank it in America, right?
So we're starting clean slate from scratch.
Right.
How to Hank it in Azaria.
Night.
No. Sorry. Go ahead. I just got there.
This one is Night at the Zoozeum.
Wow.
It's a museum of the zoo where the animals are all inside the museum. And Larry's back. He has a new job at the zoozeum.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, finally, some peace and quiet for once.
Yes.
Yes.
He gets walked inside, and he's in there with all the, and he's like, okay, I hope that nothing goes wrong.
And you know the music's doing that thing with like the flute and the saxophone where it's like, you know, it's getting perfect. Yeah, exactly.
And all of a sudden, or actually very slowly, the animals are waking up, and now they're awake,
right?
And the sleeping animals are waking up, and they're looking at you, and they're eating their food, and they're wandering in the cage, and they're sitting down. And so Larry's going around being like, what the heck, all the animals are awake at night.
Mm-hmm.
The Beezle is awake.
The Beezle's waking up. And I believe is chomping on Beezle nuts.
Yes, he ate the Beezle nuts at night.
The interesting thing.
At the zoozeum?
That I guess I don't know if I was happy. I was happy about it, but I was also frustrated by it, which is that when I did see the zoozeum script, and I'm sure it's changed since then, that they had borrowed some of the concepts that I had been working with on Crazy in Louvre, which is like at that time, which is, and it was meant to appeal to Gen Zers or whatever, but there was a scene where, where Mr. Stiller gets his ass eaten by a giraffe, which it's an animal, because I thought,
and you had that at the Louvre?
I had done so much work to get a giraffe into the Louvre.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I understand why Zoozeum.
Oh, we found a secret painting.
Yes. They had to find a secret painting.
Oh, this by Rembrandt. The secret giraffe that he painted. We found this. And it's a special exhibit.
And now it's come to life.
Okay. I believe in the, it's, they
at
said.
At night?
They at first said this is by...
In the museum.
They at first said this is by Magritte, and then the giraffe went, now I'm gonna eat, which, you know, was
which is
not
a one-to-one.
it wasn't to me the cleanest connection.
Right.
But just anything to get us there. Because I thought, like, this is an animal with an interesting tongue. Mm-hmm. Let's put that on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And let's see Ben do what he's known for, which is this face.
Yeah, he looks surprised.
Surprise face.
And also the Eiffel Tower is in there blasting the Holland Tunnel at one point.
Yes. Which the Holland Tunnel, again, that's even further away.
Should have been the tunnel.
Yep, and I said that, and I got shouted down. But whatever, I'm excited for Zooseum. I think it's really cool. The fact that the animals are, and you, this is still in there, right? You said this. They're awake?
Yeah.
At night, yes.
At night.
Walking around, looking around.
Well, they come to life.
Mm-hmm. Standing up.
The Beezle, the Gorbo.
The Beezle, yeah, the Gorbo.
The Wungatron, I think, wakes up.
The Bippo is awake.
The Plixum.
The Wangatag is awake.
Yep. Yeah, they all start to wake up. The Bumbo. Yeah. The Papliputz and all the Quackatariums, they all get in there and start waking up. And that, you know, that scene alone, that sequence, I mean, that's most of the movie.
Yeah. And Larry's like, shh, go to sleep, little baby. And he's like singing the lullaby and stuff. But they're like, huh? They're like looking around at all this. It's like, it's so crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I'm stoked. So what are you doing on it? You're directing it?
I am basically... Like, if I could summarize it in, like, a very short phrase.
Please.
I would say that I am a guy who is an expert on whether the animal is, like, too gross to put on screen. So some of these animals.
Yeah.
I look at, like, the Beezle, for example, and I'm like, ugh. It's like a little bit gross, but like not so much that I like. Basically, if I
you want it to
up,
be kind of
that it gets escorted away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, the Wangachanga were cut.
They were cut because I threw up
everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I threw up on the camera.
Did you have to buy a new camera?
No, that's actually so like.
I can talk about this because I was there that day. He had to tell everyone that he was buying a new camera, but he really just took the camera into the bathroom and wiped it off real good. And then because there's a union rule that he should have a new camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said that I went to the store and I bought the new camera, but everyone just saw me go to the bathroom. But
he went to the bathroom and then, he just wiped it off
off with toilet paper.
I mean, you used the phrase real good to describe how he wiped it off, so I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, he used about half a roll. I mean, it was like it was no lazy job done. It was really serious.
I just was asked. I don't want it to feel like there's any sort of negative energy coming from me asking. I was simply asking. I wasn't there then.
No,
got onto the project later.
I feel awesome. I feel awesome. But we didn't know if it could get wet. Like, so we said like we didn't want to use any water. So it's just really and the throw up had been on there for. You know, a little bit. The camera was
caked.
Hot.
The camera was hot and it caked.
Yeah, so it was.
The camera was really hot. Yeah,
I'm not going to say it was perfect. The job that was done, but
and
it was
I was
about
running
half a
around
roll of TP. Yeah,
I was running around so much after that the camera had to kind of like chase me, and the wind from chasing me around made it dry that much faster.
Well,
plus, it's so hot.
That's throw up rules. Yeah. It's both
some
hot
of it,
and dry. Yeah, right.
Some of it with the wind conditions and the hotness of the camera, some of it did catch on fire.
And you're shooting in France in February.
Yes.
Hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because the location
again,
was
that's
locked
so left over from
the Louvre.
It was locked.
The it's location so, was locked.
We shot it in the Louvre. We had to put all the animals in there.
And get all that stupid art out of there. Because really, like, the Zooseum is not about art, it's about animals.
And we had to give beautiful Lisa, like, whiskers and a tail. and say that she was like some crazy new animal or something.
Yeah.
Beautiful Lisa. Sweep. Gorgeous Lisa.
Beautiful Lisa.
Yeah, we called her Lisa the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Hollywood
another
Handbook,
edition of Hollywood Handbook.
The red carpet IO show.
Yep. And IO's here and we don't even have time to do the full intro when IO's here. I just want to talk to my friend, please.
IO technology.
You've never done that to my face. You never said that one to my face. You've been saying that one around town, but you've never said that one to my face.
I have been saying it around town. What's and I've been doing my Ray LaMontagne cover of AO Technology, which I will do here again, which goes, "You got me saying AO. I'm tired of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Ayo."
And I wasn't sure if we were going to get the second part of the chorus. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. It was my birthday many, many months ago. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is not to be confused with my original character, Ray LaMontagne, who was brought up in a recent episode that I am going to use to audition for SNL again this year. I'm excited to announce I have decided to make a tape and drop it off at the doorstep of 30 Rock. I will be doing Ray LaMontagne, and he will be doing Billy Joel parody songs.
That is a little uncomfortable, just because I know that I texted you that I was auditioning this year with my character,
unrelated.
Ray J. LaMontagne. Yeah.
Nothing to do with Ray LaMontagne.
Hit it first. And I know that I texted you that. So that just is a little uncomfortable for me.
Mm. Well, fucking may the best comedian win is just how I feel about this stuff. Like, if your shit is funnier, I think SNL has proven they've had a long enough timeline here.
That's
true.
They're gonna
put the best stuff on screen.
I know. And you know me, I'm mature and I'm always happy for people. I'm constantly happy for people.
I celebrate my friend's success more than my own. I hope I fail. Mm-hmm. That I make more room
for my friends.
I pray
for my own downfall. My haters are praying for me to do better, and I'm praying for my own downfall.
I wish I would fail, yeah, so that my friends could do even better.
Even better than me.
And have some, that could have some off my plate.
I'm texting my friends every day. I'm saying, hey, are you going to stunt on my ass or not?
Mm-hmm.
I'm begging you to stunt on me.
I've gotten that text. Mm-hmm. I hit it with a little thumbs down. I go, please, after you. By all means, stunt on my ass. Right? By all means, after you.
And I only would so you could stunt even harder.
And yes.
Well,
we don't have to read our whole text thread here.
That's fair.
I do want to submit my own character.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Trey LaMontagne. It's Megan Trainor. And he goes, my name is no. My sign is no. My number is no. You need to let it go. Her famous song. Interesting topics. We're doing interesting topics again. Let's introduce the first topic. The Night House. Rebecca Hall is stuck in the Night House. Did you see this in the news?
I did not know she was stuck in the Night House.
Yes, she's stuck in the Night House. She's trying to get out.
I saw her go in and I knew she was taking a long time. And I actually was waiting and I just figured she was having fun in there. And so
no.
I left.
No.
Someone said, Rebecca Hall stuck in the Night House. I said, yeah, no kidding. She's a Hall. She's supposed to be at the house.
That was me. You said that to me.
So why are you acting like you've never heard of this before?
Because I'm trying to be aloof. It's my new personality.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, she's stuck in the lighthouse.
Oh, I didn't hear that. But I did.
I never even heard about that.
Wait, what? The lighthouse? Isn't it day? That's like my type of, like, that's my type of personality now.
I'm getting a new personality too.
When?
It's coming. It's supposed to come next in the next week or so. I sent all of my friends a journal and I had them write down a quality they wish I had. And it got mailed around the world. And then when it comes back, I open the journal and I have to be that person for my friends. Because who am I doing anything for if not for them? All we have, I mean, is the difference we make in other people's lives. That's the only thing that gives this stuff meaning. I mean, otherwise, it's just stuff.
I have good news and bad news.
What?
I just made $17 million, but it was because sold the life rights of you to the team behind the movie Tag based on a true story. We're not kidding.
Ah, make your money off me. I love to see that. I love to see you stunt on me like that. Okay. Now, when you say $17 million.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What up, Hayes?
Tag from the guys behind based on a true story.
Uh-huh. We're not kidding.
And this time, we're not kidding.
We're not kidding.
And we're having a lot of fun on set.
At one point, these guys actually did play tag.
The guys at Tag, probably the realest feeling friend group outside of the museum franchise you're going to find.
If there was a ranking, it would be one.
If I see Hannibal Buress in a room, I go, well, where's John Hammond at Helms? Because, like, how is this guy going to have fun and cut up with his buddies if John Hamm and Ed Helms aren't there?
Well, you asked that question, and Jake Johnson is right behind you saying, I know where they are because we all have Find My Friends on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we
goes,
had
oh, let me open up. Yeah, they share location with me.
Since production.
But I thought the bad news was actually that you got all that money because I honestly thought it might change you.
It did. That's why I have my new personality.
So that's how you got your personality. I got some things
like
I'm concerned
I'm
about
rich.
With my personality is that people, I know some people have been writing stuff in the journal that I really don't want to do. Like some specific accents and stuff that I'm going to have to start using.
Sure. I mean,
that I'm just like not really comfortable. I didn't think that was part of it.
Like Appalachian.
Yeah. To me, it's just like, I want my friends to be happy, but I don't want to do it that way. Where it's some like goofy, like, I'm not going to do an Appalachian accent. And anyone who has an Appalachian accent, I love that for you.
The interesting thing about Rebecca Hall being stuck in the night house is she's famous for saying that it'll be just like one of her sunny days.
Yeah. She says that to the national organization. The FBI is a national organization. She says it to them.
Okay, and one of Hannibal Buress's best friends, she says it to his face.
Standing right there.
Right there.
Imagine.
That scene, I was so taken out of that scene because I was like, well, where's Ed Helms and Hannibal Buress?
Ed Helms is
years before. Where's years before Tag even came out. Hannibal Buress is Kevin Sable.
So imagine that Rebecca Hall is reeling from the unexpected death of her husband. She's left alone in the lakeside home he built for her. And she tries as best as she can to keep together, but then the dreams come. Disturbing
visions. Wait, this isn't the lake house. This is the night house?
This is the night house, but it is a lake.
The night house
is a lakeside home built for her by her husband who died unexpectedly.
Who's dead? Unexpectedly.
And she's trying as best as she can to keep together, but then the dreams come.
Oh,
disturbing visions of a presence in the house call to her, beckoning with a ghostly allure. But the harsh light of day washes away any proof of a haunting. Against the advice of her friends, she begins digging into his belongings, yearning for answers. So her friends call and are like, hey, everything okay in the night house? And she's like, yep, everything's great. It's just like another one of my sunny days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God, that's actually the worst. For her, that's actually really bad.
Yeah, we all know what this means.
Can I tell you something I did realize about when she says that's like one of my sunny days and she says it to John Hamm?
His friend Jeremy Renner was there.
His tag friend Jeremy Renner was actually there.
Oh my God.
They were playing tag at that moment.
They were basically
Johnny Hamm's
playing
trying to tag Jeremy Renner.
They were playing
that
one of the greatest games of tag.
Basically a continuation of the film Tag. And it happened before, as I pointed
out.
Yeah,
it's a prequel continuation.
What happened in the movie Tag.
To continue, yeah.
It's about reconciliation. It's about accountability to me.
Secure the tag. That's what the tagline should have been. A tagline.
Tagline.
Okay. So one thing that I've been thinking about, like, that's interesting to me about the Night House is, when will this unending rivalry between Rebecca Hall and Amy Adams end? Because it's like the day Amy Adams signs on for Night Bitch, Rebecca Hall traps herself in the Night House.
Mm-hmm. The day she signs on,
she's like, okay, I'll star in Annapurna's Night Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rebecca Hall goes like, oh, I'm trapped in the Night House. Mm-hmm. So, and it's like, because Amy's an unnamed woman and former artist thrust into stay-at-home domesticity after the birth of her son, and gets so worried that she's turning into a dog that her husband, who travels for work 5 days a week and easily dismisses her fears from hotel rooms, doesn't realize there are very real physical manifestations of her solitary anxiety.
Yeah, the, like, curious incident of the Night Bitch and the Night Type.
I mean, it feels like they're both hurting themselves to get at each other. And that is, you know, I like to say resentment and this toxic kind of jealousy and competition we have. It's kind of like drinking poison and waiting for your enemy to die.
Sorry, it's the Night Bitch. Sorry.
The Night Bitch is, watching the trailer.
Sorry, it's the Night Bitch.
Io, turn off the volume on your computer if you're watching the Night Bitch trailer.
Sorry. I love the trailer. It's the Night Bitch.
Wow.
I'm just gonna go and put this all
away.
Right.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go away. Go
Please
away.
Please sleep. Other than Io, I think the episode's going well.
Yeah, we've been getting into like some really interesting stuff.
Damn, I just finished watching the trailer. Sorry.
It shakes us up. I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, I got it sent to me. We both are junior sponsors for Smart Water.
Okay.
We were all in the running, and then when Pete
who's
Davidson,
we, who's wait, who's we both?
Sorry, me, Amy Adams.
Okay.
Luis Guzman. we were all, and Jeff Bezos's ex-wife, who has her own name because Mac. She's a woman in her own right. Mm-hmm. We were all in the running. Mac Bezos. We were all in the running.
The new McBezos. It's a McDonald's product.
The to secret be... world of Alex Mac Bezos. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're on the running to be junior sponsor, or just like...
We were all in the running to be sponsors for Smart Water. And then obviously P.
Yeah.
P won.
P got it. And I'm so thrilled for him. I know the day that he got it, I'll admit I was a little upset because you didn't mention me as someone who was in the running. I was in the running.
That's
I'm in a little bit of a different circle. It was myself. It was me. It was Pete was in my bracket as well.
Yeah.
It was me, Pete. It was Allison Mack. Keith Raniere was up for it. He was really close. He and Pete
really
were actually final
close.
Too. I had been out of it, but I was kind of pulling for Keith. Yeah. And Melinda Gates.
Hmm. And I hope you understand, like, I did end up voting for Pete. I watched.
You were on the board.
I watched these. Yes.
Yeah.
These. I watch him talk about this water, and I'm like, Pete is putting his back into this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pete is doing work
up there. Pete's doing work up
there.
Yeah. Pete's doing work.
This
he went off
guy
accordingly.
Loves this water.
He quite literally went off.
Mm-hmm. No, he looks skinny, but he's got some ass behind him when he wants to get into it, man. He fucking threw both feet into that thing and shook it around. Like, he really put some ass behind him on that water read. I was pretty impressed, and I understood why he got it.
I saw him in action, I was like, this is real for you.
I was never even close. I was never even close, is what I realized.
Oh, there was no competition.
Mm-hmm.
There was no competition.
No, it was all prelude to Pete.
You were there essentially to, like, get the bidding going. Like,
it was for contrast. Feet. It was so they could see how good he was. It's like when they talk about how there should be a normal person running in the Olympics with these other other folks. So you can see just how good they are.
That's so true. I just thought about it.
Yeah. So yeah. So it's like, that's what
there
I was.
There should be. Sorry. But there should be a normal person.
I don't know. It feels like they only have so many slots on the track.
Because
I think they should all go to professional, like, you know, like trained athletes so that they can compete with one another. I don't want to take, if there is an extra slot for somebody, I don't want to take that away from an athlete.
But then you don't,
like,
that's how you can see how good they are. Even when
I can tell
lose,
how good they are because they're going
because
so fast.
There's a normal person running. It's like how there should be a normal person running in political elections as well.
Mm-hmm. So you see how good everyone
how
is.
How good
yeah,
everyone else is.
You can tell
is.
That there were actually, you go like, so you sit at home and you go like, man, Marco Rubio seems like
really
kind of
good,
a dumbass.
Actually.
And then you go like, oh, wait, this, you see him next to like me and you go like,
oh, okay. My God, he's operating on such a level.
Rubio is on one.
Politically, he's on one. He's popping off. Wait a minute. Marco Rubio is popping off. He's putting both feet into politics and shaking his ass around.
He stuck his fucking foot in that debate response.
Oh, my God. Marco Rubio just fucking kicked me in the neck with that debate response.
Eating. Doesn't Kevin look like he's on a green screen today? Doesn't that, like, his background is fake. He's lit differently than...
I've never actually seen anybody have a lamp like that in real life, I'll say.
The lamp is clearly fake.
The lamp is... The lamp
I've never seen a lamp like that.
Please do it as Rayla Montaigne if you're going to do it at all.
Inappropriate.
Thank you.
Yes.
If you're going to do it, you do it as Rayla Montaigne.
I've never seen... A lamp like that.
Hollywood Handbook.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro,
You have no idea.
I hate to tell you, Mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs. Okay. So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma. Everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often when we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats.
Yes. Yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats.
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your friend's house. So you're going and seeing your friends.
Well, and I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it, like, there's no, like, scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just... guess I inhaled the cat disease that like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving, but they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Actually... 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed
with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's return to interesting topics.
Something else that's interesting about the Night House. Okay.
Yeah, please.
That's a great, interesting topics.
This is such a good segue.
Continue.
Sorry, the background distracted me.
Did it just change again?
I'm being attacked.
What's interesting about the Night House?
Oh, I just think it's just like a bold choice to stick a woman in the Night House. I think in the
first woman,
mm-hmm. the first woman to be stuck in the Night House. That's badass.
Mm-hmm.
That's badass.
Yeah. That's really powerful.
She broke the glass ceiling of the Night House.
I like that we've been recording for 34 minutes, and this is the first time we've even brought that up.
Because it seems like, so normal now.
Because it wasn't. Literally was not remarkable.
Say it.
It's just normal now in our society to have a woman be in the Night House. And it's not like, oh, there's a woman in the Night House or this guy's in the Night House or she's there instead of a guy.
Right.
It's like, no, that's who's in the Night House. That's who's in the Night House.
That's who's in the Night House.
It's Rebecca Hall. I mean, we said it's Rebecca Hall, but we didn't talk about like, oh, she's a woman. We just said like, she's in the Night House.
Because we didn't have to. We don't have to do anymore.
You don't have to now.
And I think about a future where it's like, oh, wait, I can, you know what? There's a woman in the Night Condo.
Hmm.
There's a woman in the Night Law.
Hmm.
I want to see a woman in a Night Estate. I don't care, you know? Like, I do, and I can, and I know that I will. And my children will.
You know what's interesting about the Night House is it's basically what the White House was called to me when George W. Bush was in there because it was so boring. I felt like it was at night time to go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
This guy's so boring in the White House. I think it should be called the Night House. And when he's in there, it's basically time to go to sleep. This guy's so unbelievably boring that when he's getting ready to be in the White House, it's about to become the Night House, and everyone in there has to go to sleep.
Well, I guess something that's interesting to me about the Night House, as we bring up going to sleep, is I saw that Robert Pattinson movie, The Lighthouse.
Mm.
And it was pretty late when I watched it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was right before I went to bed.
Okay.
And you know what I called it?
Hmm.
For me, it was the night house.
The night house.
The night house.
For you, it was the night house.
And that's just big facts.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to be done about it. There's this is a no spin zone. This is not a zone where spin is welcome. It
There's
is
simply nothing anyone can
the
do about the big facts.
Check the spin at the door. Because
mm-hmm.
it's facts spin. Only.
Leave the spin out there.
Okay.
You can pick it up. You can pick it up on your way out of the house if you even still want it.
Out of where?
But I think you're going to realize.
Out of where?
Out of the night house.
Okay.
I think you're going to realize this way of life is better. I think you're going to say, you know what? This spin, I don't even need it anymore. I can just bring big facts with me. Walk softly and carry a big fact.
That's what Taylor Lautner said.
That's right. He did have to say it.
He had
it was,
to.
He put his own kind of style on it. It was pretty cool, man.
Not his own spin, though. I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
No, we actually got rid of
the spin. Well, it's a no spin zone.
It's a no spin zone. Well, but you can still have some style.
Mm-hmm.
Night House
Big Facts
wise.
Is watching.
Just Night House wise, is there anything we need to cover? I don't want to move on to another interesting topic and then mm-hmm. we have to double back. Like, I want to make sure we're like, get the Night House out of our system.
Yeah. It's just hard because it's like, what is it interesting about the Night House inherently? You know what I mean?
Mm. Mm.
Something that I just think is wild that you didn't even bring up, Hayes, is like, mm-hmm. in the Night House,
phew.
What she finds are secrets both strange and terrible. And there's a mystery she's determined to resolve.
Mm-hmm. Strange and terrible. I've seen a lot of shit that's strange. I've seen a lot of shit that sucks. What both are is in the Night House. It's time to go nuts.
I always try to put myself in the shoes of whoever's in the Night House.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to approach the process with too much judgment. Like,
wow.
You know, it's pretty easy to sit back and say, okay, well, Beth just went against the advice of her friends and began digging into the belongings mm-hmm. of the former resident of the Night House. And she was unable to resist the beckoning ghostly allure. Like, sure, I could say that from my couch at home, but if I was in the Night House, can I say that I wouldn't do the same? Everyone go around the room and answer. For me,
I was thinking of something else. I was thinking of I was thinking of two creations that I want to be made for me.
Hmm.
You seen the Dune poster?
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah.
One creation I want someone to make, and I want someone to really take their time and put a lot of effort into it, is the Dune poster, but instead of Dune, it says tune, and it's LeBron, all the Looney Tunes, but arranged it that same way.
But it looks like Dune.
Yeah.
It looks exact. The poster's exactly the same, and everyone is like looking the same way, but it's LeBron and all the Looney Tunes.
That would honestly be pretty epic for me. Just
and I it. Share it publicly.
Yeah. And what do you caption it when you share it?
So I'll be like, wow, this looks awesome. So looking forward to this.
And say it like it's a movie.
Yeah, like it's a movie.
It is a movie. It is a movie.
It's a movie.
And
it's
honestly,
movie.
It is a
it
movie.
It is a movie
and
at the end movie. Of the day.
And there's honestly no... Actually, it's two movies.
That's Ooh. And okay. I didn't think about it like
That's
that.
That's kind of the whole basis of the idea.
Right.
Is that it's double movies.
Yeah.
My other creation is the exact same thing.
So looking forward
thing.
To seeing these? Would you say looking forward to seeing these?
Because it's two movies?
Because it's two yes. movies.
I guess
You'd
I
have to.
I'd have to.
I don't think, I just actually, sorry to, okay, devil's advocate here. Sorry. Look at my horns on. Devil's advocate.
The devil.
Oh.
Well, you don't. That's the advocate.
Oops, I have a poker. Oops, I have a little poker. I'm gonna poke your.
You probably
butt
don't.
You probably wouldn't. That would be the devil.
So you seem to.
Have
think
you said
that you're
I'm gonna
devil.
Be the devil? But actually, yeah. You're just advocating on behalf of the devil. Oh, so you're like the shoot. Devil's attorney.
Okay. Oh. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry. I'm the devil. Oh, okay. I'm the devil's attorney that was appointed to him by the state. But because we are all in hell and we all look the same, you know. I've got horns and a little poker as well.
The devil's public defender.
Yeah.
Here's my other creation.
I would think just it'd be such a high profile case, like one of these, like Mark Garagos or one of these like headline chasing lawyers would probably take it on pro bono.
Sure.
Just see the ink.
Yeah.
The name in ink.
I feel
like Garagos would sign on for that. Don't you?
Garagos represented Scott Peterson and Michael Jackson at the same time. Yeah, I think he knows how to get in the news.
Something. Yeah.
Talk about legends. Mm-hmm. Legends only.
Mishandled the Peterson case. Admitted it, too.
I think you could keep it singular as this and not these.
Okay.
I think it tracks better.
Okay. I will hire a lawyer and sue you if you do.
Okay. Well,
and it will be Mark Garagos.
We will see you in the news. I'm going to hire Amanda Knox.
Okay. We'll see you in the news.
I'm going to hire Amanda Knox.
Okay.
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 Now that's a way to do right by her story. As she requests, actually pay her to be your lawyer.
Yeah.
In the case.
She's just asking for fair treatment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help her. Okay. Be a lawyer. She wants empathy. Be a lawyer. Be my lawyer.
My other creation is the exact same thing, but all the different guys are Bill Gates and the movie Zune. Says Zune.
Zune. Yeah. I was going to do a Zune thing after you, but now I realize you had both. You had Tune and Zune.
I'll do one that's
loaded
all of us.
Bill Gates.
I'll do one that's all of us, and it's Zoom.
It won't look.
What?
You have to change every. What? Single letter.
Well, you could do Z-U-M-E.
The title.
You could do Z-U-M-E, and it looks like, and if it was in quadrants like a Zoom screen, I think you could sell it.
Zoom.
I think so too, Sean. Thanks, my friend.
And it's those, is it the same? Oh, no, it's us.
Yeah, it's us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's that one's just, that's not a public creation. That one's for my friends or the people who I thought were my friends and my friend.
And then once we have Zoom, now it's far enough away from Dune that I could have it be like Flume or something.
I'm going to do one that's Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote, and it says Kaboom.
Okay, I already did those.
He's doing a Looney Tunes one.
They're already
I feel like you
vibe.
Should fold it in.
No, mine's a different poster.
I think they should be friends at
no,
least.
Mine's a different poster. Mine's a different poster. And I don't even think...
Also, I don't think the phrase Kaboom is like...
Is Roadrunner in the damn Toon Squad?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know. I thought he got cut.
Is Roadrunner in the Toon Squad?
I thought he got cut.
The fastest guy who could ever be on the team.
I thought he got cut.
Well, who? Because I think they did settle this once. Who wins in a race between Roadrunner and Speedy Gonzalez?
They did. Did they settle that?
I think they did end up duking it out, those two. And I can't remember who came out on top. Probably a tie. Because it's like boxing, right? Where it's like, if you know, if you want to have a split decision, then you get even more money for the rematch. So that's actually, you know, not to accuse them of being a crooked organization, but...
You are.
Well, have you ever watched some of the cartoons? People are breaking the rules.
Okay. Any other interesting topics?
Oh, yeah, maybe one of the posters says noon and it's just a clock.
Is it one clock or a bunch of clocks?
For me, I'd rather only do one.
Sure.
Then it actually doesn't even have to be a poster. What I'm picturing could really just be a clock.
Yeah.
Could say broom.
Broom?
Could say broom.
could say soon. And then it's within it, it's a poster for Dune.
Because it's
coming soon.
Because Dune's coming soon.
That
yeah.
one's good.
Or all their heads are the poster. It's all of that, but all their different heads are the poster.
Spoon. What if it says there is no spoon? And it's a poster for The Matrix.
We've only done two interesting topics we have to do. And it like arguably the Dune poster creations are not even their own interesting topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
true. So we definitely have to do at least one more.
No, let's get them in. Like,
this is not my house. This is not my night house. So
sure.
Y'all
yeah.
do what you have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stinky celebs.
Stinky celebs.
Stinky. Yeah. Stinky celebs.
Blind, like blind item on some of the celebs who like actually stink.
I feel like I mm-hmm. talk about this all the time. Mm-hmm. People who I think smell bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're actually, I don't know if you saw this, but some of them are talking about how they are.
They're openly stinky.
They're trying to smell bad.
Stinky and caked in filth.
They're taking back the stink and they're owning it because, you know, it's actually a really effective technique to defend against the bullying, Io, that you've participated in, where you try to shame the stinky mm-hmm. celebs, where it's and I bring this up a lot, but it's very similar to what B-Rabbit does at the end of 8 Mile, where every diss Papa Doc was going to throw at him, he actually puts on himself. And now what are you going to rap about?
You do bring this up a lot. Mm-hmm. It is quite similar to what B-Rabbit does at the end of 8 Mile. I'll give you all these things.
And the entire Free World crew is speechless.
So then
Lotto,
I'll do something different.
Lickety split. Papa Doc. Wink. None of them can say jack squat after he does it. And I believe this is what Jake Gyllenhaal has done to you.
Do you know what B-Rabbit stands for in that movie? Bugs Rabbit.
Yes, Bugs Rabbit.
Okay, tune. But it's Eminem is B-Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
In the Tune Squad.
Marshall Mathers. This is
playing off of my Tune poster. This is basically a parody of my Tune poster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where instead of Bugs Bunny, Marshall yeah. Mathers is there as Bugs Rabbit.
That's so wrong, but I would watch that. Like I would see, like it's fucked
I would
up.
Watch. I would.
I
watch
would
that
see
poster.
That movie. Like
sorry.
You're joking.
Sorry, I'm living.
You're joking, but I would actually sit down and watch it.
That actually means a lot to me. I won't lie. I think. There's a little phrase that I have tattooed on my spine. It's called it's three words, and it's truth, and it's in, and it's comedy, and they're arranged in a different order.
Mm-hmm. But and they're those Latin are the, as well, yes,
and they're Latin as well. But those are the three words that I have, and it's because in every joke that there's a little nugget of truth.
Does it go vertically down your spine or horizontally?
Across.
Yeah, it's very small.
Back, the letters go back and forth. So it's like two letters per vertebra.
When they're being recruited for the Tune Squad, they're in Mad Max universe.
They is in all the cartoons? Or
no, not all the cartoons.
Marshall Mathers.
No! The Roadrunner. And Wile
you're
E.
never going to let me live that one down.
And he does.
You're going to fling my ass forever about that
and
one.
And here's a picture for real. Show you for real. He does the spray paint on his mouth for silver. And he holds up a sign that says, witness me. It's actually pretty funny.
It's actually pretty funny when that happened.
Well,
that's actually pretty funny. You got to give it up for witness me.
Well, Do we want to talk a little bit about, since we have time for more interesting topics, and that is a pretty funny picture you sent, Hayes. Do we want to talk about, and this connects to...
Good job on the picture, Hayes.
Stinky celebs. That is a funny picture. This connects to stinky celebs a little bit. Thanks. Because then, wasn't it Blake and Ryan talked about maybe not bathing? Oh, no, it was Ashton and Mila.
Sorry, I was
had said they
the
don't bathe their kids unless they can actually see physical scum on them. Thank you for drawing it. That's actually a really funny picture. So Ashton and Mila said that. But, you know, speaking of celebrity power couples, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Ryan's got a new movie out. This
the picture's
movie
still
about,
it got me again.
So, you know what?
Thanks, I drew the picture. I came up with the idea.
So, okay. So it is
a
really funny picture.
I did see the trailer for Free Guy.
So Free Guy. Oh, I haven't seen the trailer myself. What I've
witness
seen,
me.
What I've seen is this reel, this like, I think they're mostly outtakes, but I'm hoping they're not. I hope they're in the movie. And it says that Taika Waititi.
Oh my God! I hope it's the
reaches
same epic thing. I
levels
just
of riffing in this film that are, and I quote, "frickin' sublime." And that's the director calling them frickin' sublime. And the riffing that I saw, I got to see this movie. I'm spoiled for one part because he finishes doing this one riff where he's like pantomiming, moving on the glass or something. And then he finishes and they call cut. The director goes, that's in the movie.
That happened.
And it's clear from the way he's saying it.
Yeah.
It wasn't scripted.
Yeah. No, that was a riff.
I'm the guy who doesn't understand the smelly celeb story. Guys, hey guys, did you hear that all these celebrities are taking the shower and instead of water coming out of the shower, it's stinky slop coming out?
Can I say something about that riff? Frickin' sublime. God level riff.
Okay.
Did you guys hear that instead of the water, stinky slop came out? And it made them smell and stink? You just get a text?
No.
It looks like you got a text.
I'm looking at a text.
He didn't just get it. This is an old one.
It's an old text that you remembered.
Free Guy is in theaters on August 13th. And the riffing isn't just freaking sublime. It's also genius and insane. Let me send you guys this.
Well, did you know that Jodie Comer would actually come to set on days that she wasn't even working just to see?
Literally just to watch.
Literally yeah, just to watch him riff.
Just to watch him riff.
That is something that.
That happened for real.
Happened actually to all the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only heard of stories like that on two sets.
Mm-hmm. Jodie's funny in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
She can hold her own.
Jodie's funny in her own right.
She's got
so
chops.
For her to be...
She's got chops.
You think? For her to be enjoying someone else's work, and we know that the egos that performers have normally, to the extent that she's going to come in on days she's not even called to set just to watch the riffs.
I know she's got appointments.
That's a testament.
I know she's got rehearsals.
To the genius, insane, freaking sublime.
I know she's got interviews, press, workouts to do.
She's got to eat at some point.
She's got to eat.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's got to eat.
Oh, Jodie Comer is
eating. And she does
eating.
In this movie.
Yes, she is eating.
That's so cool.
She's eating good. So, August 13th. So that's soon.
Dirty comb over. She should be friends with Donald Trump.
Right? She is.
Jody comb
top of
over.
His head.
He says, that's that person's supposed to be on my head.
Mm hmm. It's
unbelievable.
Instead of doing it,
this guy's so
Sassoon.
Unbelievably boring. When he was in the White House, I honestly considered it to be the Night House. I had to go to bed.
I was asleep so much of the nights when he was in the White House.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what happened. That's how bored I was. Interesting topics. I hate to go back to the Night House again. I do feel like we finally had some distance from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it did premiere at Sundance.
What?
Aya, are you going to be at Sundance this year?
Well, I just am. You're telling me the Night House.
Yes.
Premiered at Sundance.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was distributed by Searchlight Pictures?
Anybody else feel something weird about this?
Yes, get it together.
Sundance, Night.
Make up your
house,
mind.
Searchlight. Okay.
Oh, I'm thinking something spooky is going on. And it's not just the ghostly allure that's calling to her.
I'll tell you what. And it's not just Phantom 4 Pictures, one of the two production companies on the project.
Thank you.
Do you have anything going
anything
on?
Anything to add?
Anything.
Just like me personally or like
yes,
an interesting topic? Any
space is yours.
Anything.
Do you have anything?
Look. My shit is out there for the world to see. Like everyone tuning in here knows exactly what I have going on, and they are as prepared for it as Sean is for when Free Guy comes out. There's no more. Everyone here is like, we're good. Everyone listening is like, we're good. We're ready for all the stuff that Hayes has coming out. They're like, I think I'm okay. Io, this is your opportunity. If you have anything.
It's hard because I'm so closed off, you know?
She's an introvert. Io. Yes, Io.
That
you're so safe here. We're all introverts.
Well, I'm like an INFP, so I just feel like for me that means I'm like introverted, intuitive, like fun, and
I'm so fucking shy.
And the police. And so when you think about all those things about my personality, it makes me sensitive because sometimes I just know somebody and they go, oh, it's great that you're introverted. Oh, it's great that you're intuitive. Wait, oh, you're fun police? Mm. Oh, you're the fun police?
Okay.
I go, no, I'm not the fun police. I'm
fun and the police.
They're different things.
And I'm the police.
I am fun
like,
police.
Have you seen the Police Academy movies?
That's me.
That's based on me.
That's literally based on me. Ding, 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 ding.
He's really good at that. The police car.
Baby, baby. Remember the night bitch earlier?
The night bitch is
it
there,
wasn't
yes.
actually the trailer. That was me.
Yes, I could kind of tell you were doing it.
Well,
fun for people to rewind.
Because I get shy. I don't want to come out and say that stuff and then people judge my personality.
No, I'm so fucking shy. It's insane. Mm-hmm. I can hardly function at all in like any environment.
So true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I'm permanently damaged.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss recovering when you're sick, the boys answer some listener questions, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Io at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.